At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Couple of quick updates, ladies and gentlemen. Per On3 Sports, an Ohio representative has presented a bill to prevent Ohio State from being scheduled at noon. The bill would prevent games from beginning before 3:30 when a state university is involved, except for Michigan. Even they're sick of the big noon kickoff games. All right, I was just sent this list per the Big Ten Huddle on X. ESPN's offseason rankings of all Big Ten teams. Offseason champions style. Number one is Penn State. Number two is Oregon. Number three is Illinois. Number four, Indiana. Number five, Ohio State. Shouldn't they be dead last? They just won a national title. So as far as offseason, I don't know. How does that work? I guess you can still win the offseason and the season. Huh. I guess. So why aren't they number one then? Man, I flip-flop quick on that one. Nebraska at six. Okay, I'm just going to be real. This seems low. I feel like we should be higher on this list. And that's not even meant to be like a jab or entertaining or a compliment. Like, we're the offseason national champs 10-year running. I mean, you got to recognize this, ladies and gentlemen. All right, and I don't know if you knew this. Way back in yesteryear, I'm staring at something from November 9th, 1918. Nebraska football had a rivalry with the Omaha Balloon. Speaking of rivalries to bring back, Omaha Balloon is all it says. The 1918 Huskers ended a 5-week layoff forced by the Spanish influenza pandemic. But they shut out the Omaha Balloon school team, studded with college players from such schools as West Virginia, Georgia, Penn, Washington, Penn State. So basically, they loaded up this entire team, and we still beat them. I don't know. It says Washington Balloon School. We need to bring back this rivalry. All right, the game with the Army trainees from Fort Omaha was arranged after Nebraska's November 2nd game at Missouri was canceled because of the deadly flu outbreak. It was a colorful Saturday in Lincoln. Oh, the whole balloon thing. Here we go. The balloonists brought with them a brass band, a live bear mascot, an airplane, and a big yellow balloon. With about 2 minutes left in the first quarter, quarterback Harry Howarth's one-yard plunge gave Nebraska a 6-0 lead. In the second period, halfback Elmer Schellenberg, hope I said that right, ran 14 yards to the one-yard line and scored there for a 13-0 advantage. And Nebraska ended up beating the Omaha Balloon School 19-0. Talking about rivalries from yesteryear. All right, I just thought that was a little bit intriguing. Anything out the text line real quick, Jake, or should we dive into the month of November?
That's certainly interesting. I'd like to invite the Balloon School back just to get that live bear on the sideline once again.
As long as you're on the sidelines with it, I'm all about it, man.
Big Daddy Travis, I thought, had an interesting quote. I want to make you know, I know as we're getting closer to the November breakdown, but he says, Cincinnati is going to tell us everything we need to know. We struggle. It will be a long, tough season. Don't drink the Rulaid, he says. Do you agree with that? Because I do think Cincinnati, while Nebraska could lose that game and bring us back to the, you know, losing week zero against Illinois and all that sort of those thoughts again. Cincinnati, again, we explained from the beginning, it's tough in week one for one thing. The other thing is Cincinnati, even though they weren't a good record last year, they did beat Arizona State. Arizona State didn't just pack up and say, well, that's our season. It's going to be tough. They ended up making the playoffs and winning the Big 12.
That's a fair point. It's a fair point. No. So I've mentioned this before. I remember last offseason, all right, there were a lot of national pundits who were just like, Nebraska will be 7-0, and they go through the games, check, 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 check. And I remember thinking, like, one of them was Joel Klatt, and I'm like, Joel, you know way too much about football and the ups and downs and the swings and the momentum and the injuries. The guys get banged up, and that ball, it's shaped funny, and it bounces crazy. Like, I was like, this is crazy to just say, check, 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 like it's automatic. No. Cincinnati, that's why I think that's why my gut says we're just going to be better and run them off the field, or it's going to be chaos week one. It's going to be insanely close. Like, I don't predict a 7-14 point win. I predict a blowout or an insanely close game, because either they're going to really still struggle and we're going to be really good, or they've made leaps, and it could be interesting because it's the first game of the year. I think that's why my gut says that. All right, but he's right. Every game is a battle. Like even the Maryland game where I've heard some people go, oh, just mark it down as a win. No. We're traveling halfway across the country, going to a different time zone. That's not a gimme. You look at Northwestern coming into Lincoln. I mean, I don't know. There's been too many years when Northwestern's played us way tougher than I thought they should. Like, it is a battle each and every week. I agree with that comment. All right out the gate, USC. This is a USC team. USC never lacks for talent, never lacks for athleticism, never lacks for ability. Jaden Maiva, their starting quarterback, has got all the talent in the world. You don't see him on any of the preseason top five Big Ten quarterback lists, but he's got the talent to be top three. I think one thing that hurts him is they lost their top five pass catchers from last year, so they don't know what to make of that. The guys who are kind of doing these rankings and over-under win totals. I think USC is at 7.5 I mentioned earlier. USC coming to Lincoln is going to be a big-time game, no matter what the records are. And I do predict we're going to have a winning record at that point, and just USC coming in is going to be big-time for Husker fans. The next week out at UCLA with Nico Iamaliava, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be intriguing. Obviously, it's at Pasadena and the Rose Bowl. So that's always fun. We kind of have a little bit of a short, fun history with UCLA over the years, I would say. All right. You got Penn State. You got a bye week going to Penn State. Who knows what their record's going to be? Who knows where we're going to be? If we're sitting there at 7-3, 8-2, 6-4, I think it's safe to say they're maybe have one or two losses. They don't losses. They don't lose to teams they're not supposed to. It's the Ohio State and Michigans of the world that tend to get them. So Penn State's probably at worst going to be a top 10 team. Very likely could be anywhere 1-5. And we're probably going to be a dog in that game by a decent amount of points. But that's a game, again, a bye week. We led Ohio State with 7 minutes to go in Columbus last year.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Let me say that again. We were ahead of the eventual national champions on the road with 7 minutes to go in the game last year. It's on our fingertips, even though it feels so far away at times. The ability to win big games and get marquee wins, like Jake mentioned earlier. So I'm going to go those three games. So I've got a 6-2 rolling into this. And again, I didn't sit down and be like, we're going to win this game, lose this game before the show. I'm literally doing it live on air. And I didn't say, hey, I'm going to have this predetermined 8-win total, 9-win total, 6-win total. It's literally just adding up as we're going. Out of those three games, so I got a 6-2 coming in. Man, I tell you what, I might get daggers sent my way. Something tells me 1-2 out of those three. Something tells me 1-2. What's interesting is the one I like us to win the most actually is USC at home, which means we lose to UCLA on the road. I don't know. Deshaun Foster seems to be doing a good job out there too. And if Nico Iamaliava plays up to his physical potential, he's a first-round pick. If he doesn't, it's more of what Tennessee got last year. I got us going 1-2, which would put us at 7-4 at that point on the year. What do you got, Jake?
Yeah, I kind of thinking similar there. I mean, USC... you look at them, that's going to be a tough game. You look at their stretch of games, though, before that. They're going to have the bye week going into that Nebraska game. So that's going to help them out. But their schedule goes Michigan at Notre Dame, bye week Nebraska. So they got a nice couple weeks of a lot of brand names there and big TV games there for them. But in any case, they lost 6 games last year. They did beat LSU. They did beat A&M. And 5 of their 6 losses were by one possession. So I think USC is a little bit better maybe than that record would indicate. And I think they're going to be tough. So I mean, I kind of reverse that. I would think that, the loss might come to USC at home. I think they could take care of UCLA on the road. And then Penn State, obviously, you got to favor the Nittany Lions in that one right now.
So basically, we did not talk before this, did we?
No.
To be clear, you have them 7-4 as well after 11 games. Interesting. All right.
Especially interesting considering the win total is at 7.5, and we got one more game left.
I know. I know. We're right there. We're right there. You make a good point about USC, because I remember we were 2-4 in one-score games last year, and all the one-score games have haunted Nebraska, you know, for a millennia, it seems. USC was 1-5, as you pointed out. They really – I remember they lost – what was the last play of the game? Fourth and goal, third and goal, Minnesota ran it in Minneapolis, beat them on the last play of the game, ran it in for a touchdown. Like, USC was right there so many times as well. Like I said, they don't lack for talent. They just don't always, their defense is better. They don't always play the most disciplined football. Iowa, in Lincoln, Black Friday. There are a few games before we sat down here I knew in my head what I was going to predict. Like, I knew I had us beating Akron and Houston Christian. I kind of had to talk through Michigan State a little bit. In the back of my head, we beat Iowa a couple years ago pretty soundly on their home field. Now, it was 24-0 in the beginning, and they came back and made it interesting. Last year, we outplayed them so bad. And I know we find ways to lose. Special teams, turnovers, things just seem to happen at the wrong time. Adam, we're snake bitten. At some point, it's got to change, doesn't it? You were supposed to say yes, Jake. You left me hanging.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you still haven't said yes. Well, now I don't feel better at all. I'm going to predict us to beat Iowa. It does help that we're getting them at home. Okay, we will have had a bye week just 2 weeks earlier before we go out to Happy Valley. So we should be pretty healthy. I'm going to predict us to beat Iowa at home on our home field. I think it goes beyond just having more talent. I think Matt Rhule is going to help make us a better football team now. 8-4 after 12 regular season games. So I guess as far as Nebraska's 7.5 win total per ESPN going into the season this year, I guess I'm taking the over. 8-4, Nebraska. What do you got?
Well, I mean, I do think it'll happen this way. It seems to always come down to Iowa, no matter what sport it is, to, you know, kind of figure out if Nebraska's going to have a successful season by our measurements or not. And I do think 8 wins is the goal this year. Yes, 7 would be a step up from last year's regular season, but not as much of a jump as we'd like it to be. Like you said, I mean, there's always all sorts of ways to break this down. Nebraska can have the edge, and they've always have the edge. But Iowa's a program that we know is going to play and put up a good football game there. So, I've got to favor Nebraska simply being at home as well. But it's not like I feel great about it. I'm not running out to Vegas and saying, oh, the 7.5, definitely over for Nebraska. I see them getting to 8-4. That would probably be my official record prediction right now, and I'll give them Iowa. I don't completely feel, you know, I picked Minnesota and USC to beat Nebraska. I'm not completely sure that that's going to happen. So, you know, kind of making up on your past math there. But it's tough when you say it comes down to Iowa, because all I've known for the last couple of years, when it comes down to Nebraska and Iowa, Nebraska should win, but they don't.
Well, if we're going to turn the corner, in other words, start winning 8, 9, 10 games, you got to win games like that. If we're going to turn the corner, it's got to happen. This is crazy because let's say Nebraska does beat USC. All of a sudden, now we're 9-3. Let's say Nebraska doesn't beat USC and we get upset in the first game by Cincinnati. Now we're 7-5. I could see us beating Michigan potentially. I could see us beating Michigan State. I could see us losing both those games. I really could. Like, I'm not trying to talk out of both sides of my mouth. We could go anywhere from, I wouldn't think worse than 7-5, but 7-5. And who knows? Freaking Indiana went 11-1 last year. We're actually playing some few more teams than they did a year ago. All right. 10-2, 9-3. I feel good about 8-4 until I see something on an actual football field one way or the other. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know, should we save the NBA talk for tomorrow a little bit? I think we should. All right. So we'll talk about the NBA tomorrow. We got a couple of clips there. Just some real interesting things behind the scenes. I don't want to rush through it. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. But I got a whole plethora of interesting things for our last segment today. Don't go anywhere.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast. So why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.